Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Dittmar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to home to get Gentile. Robinson moves to third. Herzog moves to second. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Herzog moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-1 in the game. Estrada hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-1 in the game. Posada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 0-1 in the game. Dittmar hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-2 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-2 in the game. Snyder bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Posada throws the ball into Causey, who relays the ball to Lump, who tags Brandt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Breeding scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foyles moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-2 in the game. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to third. Posada moves to second. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Mickey McDermott. Jack Fisher now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Rivera scores. Posada moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Jay Hankins now playing center field. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Breeding moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to third. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seaburn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Causey reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Lump moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump scores. Causey moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Orioles. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser moves to second. Norm Baz pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Billy Heft now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Seaburn strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Jerry Lump. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.